This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the live call-in talk radio program that you can take control of. Talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Those are the magic 10 digits to get you on the air. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
Gonna switch gears here going into hour number two because, well, this came across my feeds and some other hosts as well. And, you know, Ian, you and I have talked about, you know, if two hosts come up with the same thing, why?
It
must be talked about. This from the freethoughtproject.com. U.S. COVID relief, and I'm going to clarify here, this headline is talking about all three of the COVID relief things that have been passed so far combined. U.S. COVID relief was enough to give every taxpayer $41,870, but we got peanuts instead.
And considering that they stole our lives for a year, you know, that would be a far more reasonable compensation rather than, you know, giving us, what, $600 and then handing out trillions to corporations who are not, last I heard, even susceptible to COVID.
Oh, how about sending money overseas to foreign countries for reasons?
Yeah. Well, you know, the foreign aid, the art of redistributing money from poor people in rich countries to rich people in poor countries.
Indeed. So, President Biden just signed his sweeping $1.9 trillion spending package into law. Once this bill hits the books, total taxpayer expenditure on COVID relief will hit $6 trillion. Again, with a trillion, which roughly estimated comes out to $41,870 in spending per federal taxpayer.
So, and there's another way to look at it. Rather than saying this is what you could have gotten, say this is what you're on the hook for.
Correct.
On average, plus interest.
Mm.
For the privilege of being robbed of your right to work for a year.
Right. So if they took, say, $41,870 from every taxpayer and turned around and gave you, what, $1,200 and then $600 and now $1,400, so that's
I only got $600.
$3,200, right, at max, right, then that seems like a raw deal.
Yeah. It seems like enough of a raw deal that we should be hanging these people in the streets.
The article actually asks the question separately, did you see anywhere near that much in benefit? I know I didn't.
God, no. All I saw is 70 pounds of weight gains from sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't think that hanging people in the streets is going to help. I think that maybe mass non-cooperation would get you where you want to go.
Well, the thing is,
without blood on your hands,
when you don't cooperate, that's when they come and do violence to you. And the nice thing about killing them first is they can't do it to you then.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out the way you're hoping for.
Yeah, I'm not a violent man by nature, except for in the areas of self-defense, although it could be argued.
Well, it is self-defense.
That, exactly.
I mean, we're being robbed blind.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, and they're not going to stop until we make them stop, until they have no choice.
Nobody seems to be defending us, and by that I mean nobody is you know, speaking out.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's an easy thing to say, but, you know, to actually go out and do it would mean that you're probably going to get killed, which is, I suspect, why you don't do it, nobody, and you just talk about it.
Well, we shall see. Maybe I'm waiting. See, the thing is, God favors large armies. Mm. So, you know,
well, if you have
it's
a
not
large
the sort
enough...
of thing you want to go out and do by yourself.
I see. Well, if you have enough people, then you can do a lot more than just use them for violence. You can do more creative things than that.
You could, like, get them all to move to one certain area and secede from the violent gang
that's
of criminals
you could
that
do.
Are doing the badness to everybody.
Just be careful that you don't become what you hate by using their tools.
Well... I still have never even considered becoming an aggressor. I just consider self-defense from time to time.
Indeed. The sheer immensity of this spending is hard to grasp. For context, $6 trillion is more than one-fourth of what the U.S. economy produces in an entire year, according to Fox Business. The COVID spending blowout is at least 8 times bigger than the inflation-adjusted price tag of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal.
Wow, then the inflation-adjusted price tag of the New Deal.
8 times
oh,
bigger.
Man. Now, does this include the $1.9
trillion?
It does, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. So all three of the COVID relief, we'll call them bills.
Yeah, and you know there's going to be another one before the end of the year.
Oh, of course there is. They're having too much fun.
Oh, yeah, they're not slowing this down.
Giving money to all their friends and, you know, in the form of, well, as we said, foreign aid. And then it shuffles, of course, back to them over here by way of doing that.
The payoffs and the ripoffs and the things nobody saw.
Moreover, the COVID spending bills have all lost huge sums of money to unrelated carve-outs, politician pet projects, corporate bailouts, fraud, waste, and worse. In the latest $1.9 trillion package, more than 90% of the spending is not directly related to containing COVID-19. Only 1% of the money, about $15 to $20 billion, is spent on vaccines. Meanwhile, hundreds of...
Not that I'd want a vaccine anyway.
Right.
It's
not
just
even,
pork. It's just political.
They're not
projects.
Even trying to hide it.
No.
Why
should they?
You know?
Why should they? What's going to change?
Yeah, nothing apparently, unless an army
not
of nobody's rising
not
up.
Not until
and,
people
know.
Stop fearing the government and they make the government fear the people.
Doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, it may eventually.
Not enough. Not enough people together.
Get pissed.
There's not enough people together who actually care about freedom.
I'm as mad as hell.
Yeah, they're not even willing to get up and move somewhere, nobody. You think they're going to actually stand up and, you know, do violence? Not going to happen.
Need an army of nobodies. Meanwhile, hundreds of billions of dollars go to bailing out poorly managed state government budget holes that predate the pandemic. And $86 billion rescues failing pension plans. Meanwhile, billions more go to Obamacare expansion and subsidizing public schools long after the pandemic. And that
public
is just,
schools that aren't even bothering to open, but I'll bet you every one of those teachers is getting their full salary.
And that's just scratching the surface. The math does not add up. The numbers here are really quite damning. For the same $6 trillion.
Damn!
Yeah.
Damn!
Any Trailer Park Boys?
Damn.
Great show.
Damn.
Green eggs and ham.
Right. Whiskey and.
For the same $6 trillion in expenditure, the government could have given every federal taxpayer a $41,870 check. Or, to think about it a bit differently, it could have written every American roughly an $18,181 check.
Right, because there are more Americans than there are taxpayers.
Correct.
That's why the number for taxpayers is much higher.
Yes. Let's compare this to what most Americans actually received. Only someone who fully collected expanded unemployment benefits throughout the, quote, pandemic, unquote, and received all 3,200 in total of the stimulus payments likely received more than $18,181 in direct benefit from this spending package. And that's a relatively small fraction of the public.
I hope they put it in cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Because of the way government used outdated, arbitrary income data to determine eligibility, many more taxpayers saw nothing or little in exchange for their $41,870 share of the cost. Perhaps just the initial $1,200 stimulus or none at all. More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The Thanks for tuning in, and welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And I'm mad as hell.
And you're not going to take it anymore?
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Were you taking it in the first place?
Not really.
Okay. So you're going to continue not taking it?
I'm going to continue not taking it.
Excellent. We like it. We've been talking about this bit from the Free Thought Project that says the total for the COVID relief bills that have been passed was enough to give every taxpayer $41,870.
Or to put another way, that's what you owe. That's what your children owe.
Yeah. So let's compare this to what most Americans actually received. You know, $3,200 would be the stimulus payments if you got all three of them, the 12, the 6, and the 14. You could have gotten a little more than that if you, you know, to the tune of over $18,000 if you had also received the expanded unemployment benefits.
Which they're bringing back, by the way.
Yeah, of course, and going to continue. And, you know, sort of as a segue, Melanie brought it up last night, not on air, but in between segments, that I've felt this for a while, too. I felt like these stimulus checks and this expanded unemployment stuff was a potential on-ramp to UBI, or universal basic income, right? Mm-hmm. That's to get everybody on the government dole, regardless of whether they're working or not.
Well, there's a lot of people that are collecting unemployment who I'm sure are really liking not having to work and getting hundreds of dollars a week.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah. For the moment.
But that's just it. They're getting them used to getting those payments. So, yeah, and UBI, they're going to clamor for that. Like, whoa, I can keep the gravy train going?
Right.
Well, that's the least harmful thing they can do with the money, when you think about it. Because anything else they do with the money is going to involve robbing us and giving it to their friends.
Well,
I would rather the gig give it back to us than give it to their friends.
Which they'll never do, so.
Yeah. And
well, I thought you were saying that's what they were preparing to do.
Oh, they'll never give you anything in significance, anything of significance.
UBI is exactly that, is giving it to the people instead of giving it to the leeches.
But it's insignificant, whatever it is that they would give to the people. You're right that it's, you know, better than giving it to the corporations, but remember, all of these giveaways give billions upon hundreds of billions to the corporations at the same time. So the corporations always end up on top.
Well, burn down some courthouses. Make that stop. That's what guillotines are for.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right that there's no way that anything is going to change if we don't make them afraid.
They don't even need courthouses anymore. People will just show up for online court.
Yeah, and
maybe you will.
Oh, yeah? You're not going to? They'll put a warrant out for your arrest, and then they'll come find you.
I've probably got a warrant out for my arrest. I still haven't paid for the attorney for being a felon in possession of a farm tool.
Let's not mention warrant. They were a really crappy band. Really hated those guys. At any rate, this article also mentions that in all of these, we'll call them relief packages that were passed, billions in checks were sent to dead people. So whatever it is their criteria they were using to figure out who to give you know, this money to and not to give it to was so tightly put together and so well researched.
Basically, it's anybody who paid taxes, right, in the last X number of years, year or two or whatever.
They sent billions to people who are dead.
Mm-hmm, sure. It's the government. I mean, a billion here, a billion there.
Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Who's counting?
So for almost all Americans, the actual benefits of the multiple pieces of lengthy stimulus legislation come in far, far lower than the figure they would have received if the entire pile of money was just evenly split up and sent out. How can that possibly be considered a success? In fact, it's actually a net negative. The trade-offs are inescapable. Too often, the stimulus conversation is simply framed around whether we should give money to a certain group of people or a program, rather than also including the trade-offs and costs. The question isn't just, should we send people $1,400 stimulus checks? It is instead, should we send people $1,400 stimulus checks at the cost of taking the equivalent amount, or more if you factor in waste, from other people? It's not just whether we should send $350 billion to state and local governments, but should we do so at the cost of taking an average of $2,442 per federal tax victim? I'm sorry, taxpayer.
The government, good questions.
The government doesn't have anything. It doesn't provide anything the government has that it gives to you. It first must take from somebody else.
And that's what happens when they print the money, too. Even though they're not taking it directly, they're still taking the value of the money that you might have in a savings account.
Right. And shouldering that debt, presumptively, on unborn children, should the system continue to go on. The government is not
Santa Claus.
Which
is a really good reason to prevent that from happening.
Agreed. The government is not Santa Claus. Money doesn't grow on trees. Or, as the great economist Ludwig von Mises put it, the government does not have the powers of the mythical Santa. The truth is, the government cannot give it if it doesn't take from somebody, Mises wrote. Oh, I didn't realize that was coming up. They cannot spend except by taking out of the pockets of some people for the benefit of others. The government cannot create wealth out of thin air. It can only give anyone anything via three ways. One, directly increasing taxes, which discourages economic growth and directly takes money away from people.
Wasn't there headlines recently about Biden increasing taxes again?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think there's something going on with that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, no matter who gets in that office, taxes are going to increase. I have yet to see...
Sometimes the Republicans will decrease quote-unquote taxes, but they won't decrease spending.
Right.
So they play a little shell game. Whereas the Democrats, they will actually be honest and say they want more taxes. And apparently that's what's happening. Biden eyes first major tax hike since 1993 in next economic plan.
Wow. So the second method is by running up debt, which we just talked about.
Yeah.
And the third is printing money, which is a stealth tax. Via public inflation.
Which is what they've been doing with the trillions of dollars that they've been giving out, because there's no other way for them to get that kind of money except for just print it out.
Which is why in like 1982, you could buy a small Mazda pickup truck for $5,795.
And now it's $50,000 for
a... It's probably like 30 or something for a base model. You know, so, stealth inflation, of course, and inflation in general, is a result of the banking system, fractional reserve banking. If you don't know what fractional reserve banking is, you should go look that up on the internet. There's a bunch of great videos out there.
And remember that Henry Ford said that if the people knew how the banking system operated, we would have a revolution by morning.
That is for certain. And it's a crime that more people don't know. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida became the third state to reach 2 million coronavirus infections, joining Florida and Texas. The latest number of total infections in the state reached about 2,005,000 on Saturday, with about 33,000 deaths recorded from the virus. Nearly 5 million Floridians have received at least one dose of the vaccine so far. The CDC says nearly 1 in 6 adults in the U.S. have now been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Brazilian variant of the coronavirus has been detected for the first time in New York. A Brooklyn woman in her 90s has been diagnosed with the strain that's been called a variant of concern by the CDC. That variant is one of several strains that have been singled out by the CDC because of their increased transmissibility and harsher symptoms. They're also tracking variants first identified in the UK, South Africa, and 2 from California. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Friday that variants of the virus could soon account for up to 30% of infections in the U.S. This is USA Radio News. A rally was held in Manhattan Saturday calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to be impeached, a day after a current member of the governor's staff accused him of harassment. The aide, Alyssa McGrath, becomes the 8th woman to accuse the governor of inappropriate behavior. Democratic New York State Senator John Liu says that the number of accusers is telling of a pattern of inappropriate behavior. He tells Fox News that Cuomo is no longer capable of governing amid misconduct allegations and the pandemic.
This is a clear pattern with 8 women coming forward. One was enough, but 8 is clearly enough. And at this rate, who knows how many more will come. The point here is that this person is no longer in a capacity to lead and to govern the state of New York, where we still have an ongoing pandemic. There's a crisis going on. We're trying to roll out vaccines. And there are so many other issues, including not the least of which, a state budget for the fiscal year beginning in less than 2 weeks.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
I wish I could turn that into a song somehow, give it a jingle, you know?
You could. It'd be probably not the best song in the world, though.
It's an interesting number. 603-283-6160. I wonder if it spells anything. I should put that into the
I think
thing.
I did, and it wasn't anything worth talking about.
Well, that's the number you need if you want to, you know, inscribe it in a stone tablet or...
Somebody sent an email complaining that the number is hard to find. It's like, did you try looking at the top of our website?
Right.
Yeah, it's right there. How about on any video feed that we have? We also say it multiple times throughout the show. Like, if you want to call into this show and you just can't figure out what the number is, you're not trying at all, nor are you paying any attention.
You know who can't call into the show?
Nope. Who?
Unaccompanied migrant children in overflow facilities.
If they had our landline, they might be able to call collect.
That's true. Okay.
I don't know if you get access to phone lines in overflow facilities.
I don't either, but that's the new phrase. So I talk about this frequently, where when the government wants to cover up something that they're doing, they give it an unusual amount of words or unusual phrases. They make up new stuff. I have a few of my favorites, but this one, unaccompanied migrant children in overflow facilities. What does that mean? What do you suppose that means?
Kids in cages.
Kids in cages! Yeah. Yay! Remember before the election, and it was all the rage to criticize Trump for the kids in cages?
Indeed. Now, it's not a thing at all. The news
media.
Well,
you don't think these hypocrites actually cared about the kids, do you?
No. The kids were a tool.
The kids are still in cages, by the way. They're just renaming the cages now. They're called Unaccompanied Migrant Children in Overflow Facilities.
Biden-approved facilities.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. What's one of my favorite ones of these?
Great. Now we've got a child molester making these decisions.
That'll come out great.
Well, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
My favorite one of these euphemisms government makes up is, one of my favorites anyway, is kinetic military action.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as bombing.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Yes, we have engaged in kinetic military action. No. You've been bombing people again, haven't you? So, yeah, kids in cages again. They're in the news. This from digitaljournal.com. The U.S. orders emergency agency to help with child migrant search. This is directly related to and about the unaccompanied migrant children.
It's amazing that anybody still wants to actually come into this country, but the mythology about America is very strong in other parts of the world, and I guess their governments really are that much worse.
They must be. I mean, although some people cling to a belief, right? Maybe they just believe that it's better here without doing any actual research.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of mythology.
Have you looked at standards of living in, say, Mexico or Venezuela or Puerto Rico?
I have looked
anywhere.
I have looked in Mexico. In fact, before I came here, it was on my list of potential places to go.
Hmm.
But I came here instead because... Hmm. You know, I felt that this was the right place to be.
Good move. Glad to have you.
Me too. I also didn't want to regret not coming here,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this was the first place on my list.
Yeah, you can always go somewhere else.
And I thought it would be wise to cultivate multiple options.
Sure.
You know, and so I looked into some different stuff, and, this was still number one mm-hmm. when all was said and done.
What was number two?
Mexico.
Mexico, okay.
Yeah, Mexico was
I knew it was on the list. I wasn't sure if it was number two.
It was number two.
Okay.
I looked at Chile. I looked at Vietnam. Because in places like Chile and Vietnam, you can just show up, and if you have a little bit of money, I'm talking $3,000-$5,000, something like that, and you want to, open a bar,
mm-hmm.
you just buy some booze and put a sign out and go, open. I'm a bar. I'm
That's
open.
Sweet.
You don't have to fill out any paperwork, get any insurance. You know what I mean? You can work on building your business while you're open.
I love it.
Yeah. So at any rate, this article from digitaljournal.com, the Biden administration ordered the government's disaster emergency agency Saturday. That's FEMA for you folks not paying attention. To help with a surge in migrant children crossing the southern border that has overwhelmed processing facilities. Also known as cages. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, hell of a name, called upon the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to support an effort to temporarily house thousands of children who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border
Cage.
Alone mm-hmm. amid criticisms that authorities were holding them for long periods in overcrowded facilities. The Health and Human Services, HHS, is currently holding about 8,800 migrant children.
Wow.
And the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has hundreds more in their charge, with more arriving every day. In February alone, CBP detained 9,457 unaccompanied migrant children at the southern border. Facilities are overcrowded, and authorities are doubly challenged by restrictions related to COVID-19.
Well, it's okay now. The kids are no longer being held by the Customs and Border Patrol. They're in the hands of FEMA. It's okay. Rest easy.
These are the people that Alex Jones warned you about.
The ones with the plastic coffins.
Remember after Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. where the FEMA agency brought in a bunch of trailers or something like mm-hmm. that, and they had formaldehyde all throughout them, and they were essentially poisoning the people that were staying in them. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. I do. Surprise!
These are the same people now taking care of thousands of children,
and they had huge fields full of trailers that never even got delivered. They're probably still sitting there.
Yeah. Some folks tried to claim and resell them on Craigslist.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, were not very successful in doing so because of the aforementioned formaldehyde and you know, poison issues. At any rate, the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that FEMA would be part of a 90-day effort to ensure the children are safely sheltered and transferred to people who will take care of them, usually relatives already living in the United States. Now, I'm personally pretty not confident that the government can do anything in a 90-day window.
No doubt. Let alone actually get kids to people that care about them. I don't believe it. Look at the foster care system. I mean, what a nightmare for some of these kids.
How many of these kids are going to end up in, you know, being human trafficked?
Well, most of the kids who do fall victim to human trafficking come out of the foster care system.
So a system in which the government is directly involved, responsible, and, you know, takes care of.
Yep.
Wouldn't be a far stretch to imagine a bunch of them coming out of a large group of them contained and being tossed around by several alphabet agencies also controlled by the government.
Wouldn't be hard to imagine them being tossed around by Biden and a few of his friends.
That's what I'm saying. How many of these are ended up on Epstein Island? By the way, Epstein didn't kill himself, in case you were wondering.
No, he didn't.
The federal government is responding to the arrival of record numbers of individuals, including unaccompanied children, at the southwest border, the department said. Since April 2020, the number of encounters at the border has been rising due to ongoing violence, natural disasters, food insecurity, and poverty in the Northern Triangle countries of Central America. The nearly two-month-old government of President Joe Biden faces growing pressure from migrants, apparently encouraged to try to enter the United States by his rejection of previous President Donald Trump's zero-tolerance policy toward undocumented immigrants.
That, as we discovered recently, is just propaganda.
Yeah.
That is not the case. They just sort of retooled the language that they used to give the orders to crack down on immigrants, and really nothing of any significance has changed.
While migrant adults,
same thing Trump did,
and families continue to be sent back to Mexico when they are caught, unaccompanied children are being processed and get help resettling with U.S. relatives. Unaccompanied migrant children in overflow facilities. Kids in cages. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I feel like Freddie Boom Boom Jackson from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Wow.
Freddie
that name in a long
boom,
time.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, Freddie, do you play the bass? No, I just like doing this. Boom, 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 boom. Anyway, it is Free Talk Live, the live radio call-in program that's also streaming online and on some satellite stations, where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. I do slow that down a bit. We've had a couple of people call in and say, you know, I think maybe it was the same person twice or something, but a couple of people said, sometimes when you guys say the number, you say it so fast, I can't get it. We were talking about earlier, but, you know, it's not hard to get the phone number for this show. If you want to call in.
Well, apparently I was wrong. The person who was saying they couldn't find the number on the website, apparently it doesn't show to the mobile users, which now most people are using phones to look at the web.
Right.
So you don't get to see everything that's on the website, which is frustrating.
I did see somewhere recently where the old toll-free number was still. I can't remember where.
If you see it again, let me know.
Yeah, I meant to like write it. It could be like, oh, hey, it's still there. I meant to tell you about it, but I didn't because, you know.
Yeah, and changing the website is a huge pain in the butt because it's Drupal, which is a big pain.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know when or if I'll be able to fix that.
Well, in the PHP is an abomination, and Drupal is a horror built on top of it.
Yeah.
Is that like RuPaul with a D in front of it?
Very much like that, yes.
Okay, just checking. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
It's RuPaul if he'd gotten a D in computer science.
Drupal.
And this is nobody.
Come on, you're somebody, nobody. How can nobody not be somebody? You have to be somebody, nobody.
I don't have any words.
He's speechless.
I am.
Have I left nobody speechless?
I guess so.
It doesn't happen very often. The last time it happened, somebody said, you've just got an answer for everything, don't you? And I said, I have no idea how to respond to that.
Which in and of itself was a response.
It's true. Well, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
Oh, very nice. Rush. One of the greatest three pieces in rock history.
What a rush.
Before we go on with the show, I need to tell you about AnyPayX.com. Everybody's always talking about buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's boring as hell. How about earning some Bitcoin, getting paid with it? That's the way. It is money after all. If you want to earn Bitcoin at your business or for your, you know, financial activities, AnyPayX.com is the way to do it. Your customers will love it. Everyone in town will talk about your store or your business being the Bitcoin store or the Bitcoin business. And it is just a ton of fun. Go get the free app and start earning Bitcoin at your business. Visit AnyPayX.com. That's AnyPayX.com.
I love AnyPay. It works great.
Yeah, I do too. Those guys are doing good work. We're going to shift gears a little bit because, well, we continue to highlight the insanity of the institution more commonly referred to as government. And this from Reason.com. Two California cops have been charged with extorting cash and marijuana from motorists.
But without police, who would jack your weed?
Now, this happening in California in the last 5 years? This is a recent story?
This article is from 3/15/2021.
I mean, this is something you would expect to see in the news in 1998, maybe, when, you know, weed was still mostly illegal, with the exception of medical, that had just started in California. But
well,
now,
you got to remember that these guys are on a power trip.
They've got enough laws in California that you can't turn around without breaking one. They can always find something to blackmail you for.
I mean, there's no doubt the cops are going to do what cops are going to do, in this case, extort and use violence and threats against people. But, I mean, are the cops that hard up for some weed? They can. I mean, everywhere you turn in California, you can find weed legally.
But
now,
if it's
they
don't pay for anything.
That's true.
They expect everything handed to them for free, from their coffee to their donuts to their weed to, you know, they gotta rape the occasional motorist.
It is really interesting to note that people give cops free stuff, when in fact they're already living off the public's money.
Yeah, well, people love the police. I mean, only in 2020...
Maybe people do, but I'm nobody.
Only in 2020 was the first time we ever really saw any significant public pushback against the police with the murder of George Floyd and the subsequent protests that erupted from that. But overall, I mean, the police still, you know, they have a very large approval rating with a lot of the population because people believe the mythology that the police are this sort of protection from insanity and, you know, crazed maniacs running around.
Have you noticed, though, that since they burned down that police station, there haven't been a whole lot of, you know, police shootings for no reason?
I haven't noticed that.
Kind of receded into the background.
There was
a little bit.
One story that I had in show prep that I don't think we talked about, but it was another one of these where the cops decided to kneel on a guy's neck and killed him.
Mm.
I don't think we covered that here on Free Talk Live, but there, I had it in show prep.
We've covered that like 10,000 times on Free Talk Live.
Well, this specific person, as opposed to the many people before, but
I don't know nobody. I think it would be interesting to
you
look
don't
at.
Know me?
I know nobody. I don't know.
Let me
comma
you. Ian. Nobody.
I don't
nobody,
know.
Ian.
Comma nobody. I don't think comma. That that there have been, you know, the numbers have come out yet as far as 2020. I mean, maybe you feel like the number of bad police shooting innocent people has gone down. I don't know if I buy that. I think that it's still going on. And
I'm sure it is.
Maybe it's just not getting the coverage.
Yeah, I mean, the coverage, the media was sort of hot and heavy about that coverage during the summertime, and I think they've sort of drifted away from it now.
Well, Trump's not in office anymore.
Good point.
So this is from Reason.com. Two California cops charged with extorting cash and marijuana from motorists. Now, if they're charged with doing both of these things simultaneously, not separately, not, oh, they, you know, extorted some cash from this guy and they extorted some marijuana from this guy. No, instead, they extorted some cash and marijuana at the same time. That means they got paid to take somebody else's weed.
I want to get further into it, but just, you know, on what we were just talking about here, I just searched the internet for police shoot man and clicked on news. You know, there's plenty of stories about the police shooting people here. Now, whether they're outrageous, you know, where they rank on the scale of outrageous police shootings versus kind of justified, obviously I don't know, but there's a ton of them.
What's that website where they, it's the non-government website where they keep track of how many people have died by police?
I don't know.
Killed by police, or like The Counted, I think, is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look them up here in a bit. After news investigations uncovered numerous allegations that cops in a small California town were robbing motorists. Now, hang on, I got to stop here, because in the libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist circles, the communities that we find ourselves in, there is a term for policemen. We call them road pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because why they sit in their cars, lurking behind, I don't know, signs, you know, other obstructions, you know, setting up speed traps or otherwise trying to entrap people into some sort of bureaucratic crime in order to extract money from you. Well, they've taken it to another level now. If only they had hooks for arms and an eye patch to identify them.
That could be arranged, you know, just got to put the work into remodeling them.
Small California town, some allegations that cops were robbing motorists of cash and weed. Two former officers are now facing federal charges. Federal prosecutors have charged Rohnert Park, California, or were charged in Rohnert Park, California, with extorting, blah, blah, blah. In an unsealed criminal complaint filed on March 9th, federal prosecutors for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California say two former drug interdiction officers, blah, 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 Brendan Jacy, that's what I was looking for, the names, Brendan Jacy Tatum and Joseph Huffaker, that's Brendan Jacy Tatum and Joseph Huffaker, conspired to extort at least $3,700 in cash and 60 pounds of marijuana with a value of at least $85,000.
Like they're not living well enough off the money the government steals from you.
Protecting and serving. That's right.
They'll protect you and serve you to death.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.